Welcome to the Cannon Trading Podcast, where we bring you daily episodes with market updates and periodic deep dives into the world of trading commodities futures. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. This week, we have the FOMC rate announcement on Wednesday, heavy earnings with Amazon and AMD on Tuesday, Apple on Thursday, all of them after the close, heavy data, Chicago PMI, consumer confidence, construction spending, ISM manufacturing PMI, jobless claims, and non-farm payrolls to cap off the week on Friday at the pre-opening. After a record-setting rally in the cocoa market this year due to a number of factors including dry weather, disease, and shuttering of processing plants due to a lack of meaningful crop, the cocoa market reversed course today and literally melted down to a three-week low as a shift toward wetter weather over the West African growing region pushed the price of July cocoa under the 21-day moving average of $101.16. Highs of $117.92 were reached 10 days ago, only to see the market today close down $14.51 to $91.73. And if you're counting, today's move alone was a whopping $14,510 lower than Friday's closing price. Now that's a weather market. Domestically, wheat was up 10% last week and down 2.25% today. That's still 28 cents above its 21-day moving average. If you're trading the S&P 500 tomorrow, your first resistance level is 5163 and your first support level is 5128. And if you're trading gold tomorrow, your first resistance level is 2360 and your first support level is 2332. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode after the markets close. Thank you for listening, and good trading. If you'd like to receive daily support and resistance levels, you can sign up for our newsletter by following the link in the description. Trading commodities, futures, and options involves a substantial risk of loss. The recommendations contained in this podcast are of opinion only and do not guarantee any profits. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Past performances are not necessarily indicative of future results.